This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Human Rights Watch has accused Belarusian security forces of detaining thousands of people and torturing hundreds of others in the days after the disputed August 9th election that gave authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. A brutal government crackdown shortly after the election resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. At least three people have been killed in the protests, and hundreds of others have been hurt by police aggressively dispersing peaceful demonstrators with rubber bullets, clubs, and stun grenades. Lukashenko has alleged foreign powers are behind the protests and denies the vote was rigged. Human Rights Watch said its findings were based on interviews with 27 former detainees, in addition to videos and written accounts from former detainees and their relatives. The detainees said they were subject to beatings, electric shocks, and other forms of torture, resulting in injuries such as broken bones, electrical burns, mild traumatic brain injuries, kidney damage, and cracked teeth. At least one detainee was allegedly raped. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo cautioned Tuesday that ongoing peace negotiations over the future of Afghanistan will be a difficult process, but will help reduce the cost of war and risk to America. Pompeo spoke in Washington as the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government continued their meetings in Doha, Qatar, for a fourth day to finalize an agenda for substantive peace negotiations to end decades of Afghan conflict. Pompeo told a virtual event hosted by the Atlantic Council, "We are now delivering a set of outcomes that will reduce the cost in blood from our American servicemen and women, in treasure from the American taxpayer, and risk to the USA." From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In his remarks, President Trump said these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab states in more than a quarter century. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al-Zayani signed the so-called Abraham Accords on the South Lawn of the White House. Mr. Netanyahu said this peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states and ultimately can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh condemned the Abraham Accords, calling it a black day in the history of Arab nations. A new report says the COVID-19 pandemic has slowed progress in alleviating global poverty and global health progress. The annual Goalkeepers report from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation found that almost 37 million people have been pushed into extreme poverty since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the percentage of children receiving regular vaccinations for diseases such as measles and diphtheria have fallen from a record high of more than 80% last year to 70% in 2020, levels the report says have not been seen since the 1990s. Bill Gates acknowledged the setback caused by COVID-19 during an interview with the New York Times, but he expressed optimism that the world will recover the lost ground in 2 or 3 years. America's image as a global superpower has been tarnished since Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016, according to the Pew Research Center. A 13-nation survey by the U.S.-based nonpartisan think tank found that only 41% of those surveyed in Britain have a favorable opinion of the U.S. That was the lowest percentage of any comparable survey Pew has conducted in the country. In France, only 31% of the population viewed the U.S. favorably. Much of the damage to America's reputation among its allies is linked to its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Only 15% of the participating countries gave the U.S. good marks for dealing with the pandemic. Most of the countries said the World Health Organization and the European Union have done an admirable job containing the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.